help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Love and joy come to you, and to you your carol too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Christmas song.
Hi, I'm Jenna Elfman. Listen, I have pets. I know what it's like to come home and find out someone's chewed on the rug or had a little accident in the house. It can be frustrating. But you know what? Most pet problems can be solved. So ask your vet or your local animal shelter for advice. Just don't give up on your best friend. After all, pets are for life. For more information, contact the Humane Society of the United States at 202-452-1100.
Attention cat lovers, especially in the Patchogue area. Noah's Ark needs your help at feeding stations for hungry, homeless cats. Please volunteer just one day a week. It takes only about 20 minutes of your time. Call Marilyn at 631-289-7785 before 7 p.m. Thank you.
You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM, and we are slowly and surely making our way through the 25 greatest Christmas albums of all time. Unfortunately, I had to skip a few due to time and explicitness, which is kind of interesting because it's Christmas, but, you know, some people feel the need, so that's okay. Before, we had Louis Armstrong with The Christmas Song, and coming up next, we have James Brown, so that's cool. Actually, a lot of jazz musicians draw some influence from him during the 60s and 70s. So this song is called Go Power at Christmas Time. Hope you guys enjoy.
Give me go power and let me wipe all big happy smile on everybody's face at Christmas time. Give me some gold power and let me wipe out big happy smile on everybody's face.
let me wipe a big happy smile on everybody's face at Christmas time. Give me some gold power and let me wipe a big happy smile on everybody's face at Christmas time. Now, Ski Party, you know the movie we made, that was all right, too. But that much is true. But the new one is called Loud. You know, play your groove and play it loud. And jump back and do the boogaloo and things, you know. Kind of go back and reminisce a little bit. Reminds me, I'm looking over my left shoulder, I'm digging Nat Jones, you know. The guy used to play so much alto and piano, drums and everything. Did everything. Hey, and Nat, do your thing over there. So we can get ready to get down. You want to say a few words on that? You ready for it?
Yeah.
You ready, brother?
The glow power thing. Can you tell everybody to get it on in there?
Yeah, to get on in there.
Right on in.
Well, like you know, like Boosie, like your thing up, you know, a little groovy. Keep on. Hit it. Hit it. Hit the blow. Hey, hit the blow, Nat Jones. Yeah, the band's doing that thing. You come on over here and get into it. Come on. The foot pump. The funky football. Do it! That band show is singing to me. Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! Say, man, give me my Christmas present.
Yeah, honey.
Can I get my thing, man?
Yeah.
Okay, brother. Let everybody go and do his thing. Y'all go and do y'all thing. We gonna slip on out here.
All right, next we have a perfect balance of buoyant anticipation and wintry introspection that becomes just, it captures exactly how Charlie Brown and his friends walk. Next is a personal favorite of mine, a Christmas album by the band Bright Eyes, released in 2002, featuring Maria Taylor. It was cute. They released this, and all the proceeds of the album went to the Nebraska AIDS Project. So, kind of a nice little I don't know, nice thing to do. And I purchased this on vinyl last year, so it's a wonderful little album to have. And this is a cute song. It didn't make the list on Rolling Stone, unfortunately, but I'm going to play it anyway because it's a cute song. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above our deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by. Now in the dark street shine
but not least, the greatest Christmas record ever is A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, which is a compilation from 1963 that it's remastered by the renowned Phil Spector. Did so much work. I can't even begin to pinpoint one thing. But yeah. Anyway, so I'm just gonna choose one that I haven't chosen for the past hour. It's the last one I'm gonna play for you guys, and then I'm gonna hand over the mic to the Village Astrologer, aka Sherry, while I study for my finals. So, yep, here's the last one. It is Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Crystals on the greatest Christmas album of all time, according to Rolling Stone. Which I don't know if that really means a lot, but Rolling Stone. I really like their lists. I actually look up their lists quite a bit, and they kind of do know what they're talking about. which reminds me of a movie that I should just give a shout out to real quick called Almost Famous. I just turned Shari's mic on because I thought she might like to say something.
Such a great movie.
It's a great movie. It's just one of those classics. It's Cameron Crowe. Kind of based on his own little life story there, but yeah,
it's the experience of a Rolling Stones writer.
Back in the day. Yep, stars Patrick Fugit and what's her name, Kate Hudson.
Wait, no, is it Kate Hudson? No, it's
yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I think it's Drew Barrymore.
No, it's Kate Hudson. And it's Kate Hudson and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Frances McDormand. And I don't need to be telling you guys this. And Zoe Deschanel. Anyway, yeah, great, great movie. Please do check it out. So here's the best Christmas album of all time, according to Rolling Stone. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Crystals. All right, bye.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking his wife. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Yeah.
Doing that was Rattlesnake off of St. Vincent's 2014 self-titled album St. Vincent. One of my favorite songs off of the album. I don't know if it's the greatest album she's ever done, but it's definitely really great, and all of her albums are always competing with each other. So anyway, next up we have some James Blake for you guys.
You know how we've grown, and how they capture every tone. Well, everyone's a writer. Well, I see the pictures of every life and the day they die. But it's your image burnt into my mind. And again will I find that it's worth the climb. I might love and it's right on time. All love comes back in the middle of the night. All love comes back in the middle of the night. Hmm.
earthworms and microscopic hummingbirds.
That was Black Moth Super Rainbow. Before that, one second. I forgot. Before that,
it was XXYYXX.
XXYYXX with Closer, and that song was just called I Think It's Beautiful That You Are 256 Colors.
Wow.
256 colors, too. They have like six different versions of that song on like several different albums. I'm not really sure why, but they're all really cool and really different. And somehow all about the same thing. Okay, next is I Believe in Symmetry by Bright Eyes.
Aww.
Off off their electronic
album. Is
my
mic on?
Digital.
Oh, it is. This is my favorite song by them ever. Ever. Also, it's really cool because it is symmetrical in the fact that it is in the middle of the album.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's really awesome. And yeah, it's cool that this is your favorite song ever.
Yeah, I quoted it in my high school yearbook. Let me see if I can remember the quote. It was like, I'll remember after the song.
Alright, so this is I Believe in Symmetry, Bright Eyes. Shout out.
A maiden rice was thrown, a house was built, a baby born. How time can move both fast and slow amazes me. And so I raise my glass to symmetry, to the second hand and its accuracy. To the actual size of everything. The desert is the sand. You can't hold it in your hand. It won't bow to your demands. There's no difference you can make. There's no difference you can make. And if it seems like an accident, a collage of senselessness, you weren't looking hard enough. I wasn't looking hard enough. An argument for consciousness, the instinct of the blind insect who makes love to the flower bed and dies in the first freeze. Oh, I want to learn such simple things. No politics, no history. Tell what I want and what I need can finally be the same. I just got myself to blame. Leave everything up to fate. When there's choices I could make, when there's choices I could make. And my heart needs a polygraph.
so eager to pack my bags. When I really want to stay. When I really want to stay. When I 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 want to stay.
So yeah, quoted that in my high school yearbook with the quote, "And if it seems like an accident, a collage of senselessness, you weren't looking hard enough." I wasn't looking hard enough. So yeah,
that's a good.
It was cute.
Yeah, that's a good end of high school. Quote. That's like a good way to sum it.
Reflect upon your high school years.
Mine was if you love something, so
no, it wasn't.
If it comes back, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, really.
That was everybody else's, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So next up, we have Modest Mouse with The Fruit That Ate Itself.
Well, to thyself. You had a heart you hadn't felt. Why would it hurt me? Or was it real? It was the night we had to part. We were afraid to miss the start. What did it matter? Why would it matter? And could we heal? Planets fell to dust, lonely departing after us. Gone, not forgotten, long but forgotten. Oh Lord, in every element of life, love camouflaging under strife. Or other matters, minds over matters. Let there be more.
The sorrow, sweeping you off as your idol replies. Sudden invincible flowing over you. Fire erupted lands arise. Why did murderous animals survive? Why did we deserve to be revived? Why was any and everything
See?
That was A Good Sadness by MGMT off their 2013 self-titled album, MGMT. And before that was Save Me From What I Want by St. Vincent. And
Dirty Looks given by Shari to Mike.
Why?
For being loud.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. And then this was the last, before that was Isle Unto Thyself by Musical Miracle, a request by Mike, the loudmouth over there. Anyway, next up, we're going to have some music for you guys. Enjoy.
You want change.
A friend of mine, DJ Jobos, and that track was called En Ind. I don't know how to pronounce that really. Anyway, yeah, he's a local musician. He goes to Stony Brook, and you can check him out on SoundCloud. His username is KEEPR. Yeah, DJ Jobos, shout out to you. So that concludes our show. We play some PSAs for you guys, and then it's Democracy Now. Have a good day.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk in private. Okay, now that we're alone, what's with your friend's driving? Is he always this reckless? You should say something, something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. Driver, just so you know, we're totally not talking about you. He suspects nothing.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and SpeakUpOrElse.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot, dot, dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, just do it. It's WUSB.
Stony Brook.
Stony Brook. 5 p.m. Well, 5:02. Wait, 1 second.
503.
Okay, Democracy Now, guys. Goodbye.
From Lima, Peru, this is Democracy Now!, broadcasting from COP20 at the United Nations Climate Change Conference.
We're here to deliver a message that not only do these organizations, Shell and Chevron and their other comrades, have a part to play in the climate solutions, they have no part to play in the negotiations. And we're calling for all fossil fuels to be kicked out of the COP.
Protesters gather inside the climate summit here in Lima, protesting the invitation to oil giant Shell and Chevron to speak at the talks. We'll look at corporate conquistadors, the many ways multinationals both drive and profit from climate destruction. That's the name of a new report by Pasco Sabido and Corporate Europe Observatory. Then it's Gender Day at the climate talks. We'll hear from a group of indigenous women leaders on the front lines of defending the earth from exploitation by fossil fuel companies.
They may not be coming after us with their bayonets and their rifles, but they're coming at us with nuclear waste. They're coming at us with fracking. They're coming at us with pipelines that are carrying that filth from the tar sands where they're killing my relatives up there. And they're bringing it to you.
And as the high-level talks begin here in Lima, we'll speak with Pablo Solon, Bolivia's former chief climate negotiator. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. We're broadcasting from Lima, Peru. First, the headlines. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is releasing portions of its long-awaited report on the CIA torture and extraordinary rendition program under President George W. Bush today. The report marks the first public account of how the CIA abused foreign prisoners at secret prisons overseas. The U.S. has heightened security at embassies nationwide in anticipation of blowback over its findings. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said despite the security fears, the Obama administration supports the report's release.
There are some indications that the release of the report could lead to a greater risk that is posed to U.S. facilities and individuals all around the world. So the administration has taken the prudent steps to ensure that the proper security precautions are in place at U.S. facilities around the globe. But that said, and this is the last key part, that said, the administration strongly supports the release of this declassified summary of the report.
The report out today summarizes the investigation's findings in 480 heavily redacted pages. The full 6,200-page report remains classified. The conclusions include finding the CIA issued incorrect claims about how many prisoners it held and subjected to torture, actively avoided or impeded congressional and federal oversight, even by lying, ignored internal critiques, and misled the public on the extent of its abuses and the intelligence gained as a result. The report also exposes previously undisclosed torture tactics, including repeatedly dunking prisoners in tanks of ice water and threatening them in one case with a buzzing power drill and in another with a broomstick to be used for sexual assault. The report concludes the torture techniques provided no major intelligence gains. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has asked for the authority to probe all police killings of unarmed civilians. Schneiderman cited public outcry following the recent grand jury decisions not to indict the officers involved in both the deaths of Michael Brown in Missouri and Eric Garner in New York.
Last week, after learning that a grand jury declined to indict anyone involved in her husband's death, Esau Garner was quoted as saying, quote, "Oh, my God, are you serious?" Her words reflected more than just her own deeply personal pain. They reflect the sense of many New Yorkers and many Americans that our justice system does not provide equal justice for everyone, specifically to people of color killed during encounters with law enforcement. That erosion of trust and confidence must be addressed, and it must be addressed now. I'm calling on the governor to immediately issue a temporary standing order authorizing my office to investigate the circumstances surrounding cases in which unarmed civilians are killed as a result of the actions of a police officer or a peace officer.
Attorney General Schneiderman's call comes amidst continued protests over the grand jury decision not to indict a New York City police officer for Eric Garner's death. Monday began with a sit-in on the Verrazano Bridge that blocked morning rush hour traffic between Brooklyn and Staten Island. Protesters carried signs reading Eric Garner, Mike Brown, and Black Lives Matter. Later in the day, dozens of people, including New York City council members, staged a die-in on the steps of City Hall. And at night, hundreds of people gathered outside an NBA basketball game at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, blocking traffic and marching for several hours.
I think that, we've just reached a tipping point where people are and I think it's young people, and for the most part, they are peaceful, and they're organized in a powerful way, and I think it's very heartening to me to see it.
I'm out here in solidarity with these people for their struggle. It's the same as it is in St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of us came down because it's happened, just like people from New York came to St. Louis, so we just standing together with the people.
In the sports world, basketball stars, including Cleveland Cavaliers forward LeBron James, joined the protests by wearing shirts emblazoned with "I Can't Breathe." Watching the NBA basketball game, Prince William, as well as his wife, Kate, the basketball league chief, said that the players should be wearing the approved basketball gear. That gear is advertising Adidas. Other cities taking part in the ongoing protests Monday included Berkeley, California, where over 1,000 people marched in the streets and shut down a highway. A group of protesters also blocked an Amtrak train after marching on a railroad track. President Obama's weighed in on the latest outbreak of protests following the Eric Garner decision. Speaking to the network BET, Obama referenced his recent meeting with Ferguson activists to say that deeply rooted racism will take a long time to defeat.
What I told the young people who I met with, we're going to have more conversations like this over the coming months, is this isn't going to be solved overnight. This is something that is deeply rooted in our society. It's deeply rooted in our history. When you're dealing with something as deeply rooted as racism or bias in any society, you got to have vigilance, but you have to recognize that it's going to take some time, and you just have to be steady so that you don't give up when we don't get all the way there.
The family of slain 12-year-old Tamir Rice has filed a federal civil rights suit against the city of Cleveland and the two officers involved in his death. Tamir was playing inside a park with a play gun that had the plastic strip removed when an officer pulled up and within seconds opened fire and killed him. On Monday, Tamir's mother, Samira Rice, spoke out along with the family attorney, Benjamin Crump.
Tamir was a bright child. He had a promising future. And he was very talented in all sports, soccer, basketball, football. He played drums, he drew, he played video games, he's a great swimmer. The community loved him. He was a helper at the school and at the rec. And, everybody just loved him.
This scenario cannot happen again in America. We cannot have children playing cops and robbers on the playground and police officers coming and claiming their lives because they are not equipped to deal with an encounter with a kid and a toy gun. They're supposed to de-escalate, not escalate a situation. And everything you see in that video escalated the situation.
The Rice family says the officers did not administer first